He just cocked an eyebrow. He pursed his sensuous lips.
Well, you look nervous to me. Left the flying monkeys at home, did we?
Her mouth flew open. You listen here! She winced at the sudden turning of heads and quickly lowered her voice. I do not keep flying monkeys at my house.
Oh, I know that. You probably have them hidden out in the woods, along with the broom.
She ground her teeth together.
Miss Brandon?
Bonnie called from the cash register.
I have your refill.
Thanks, Sarah said, and quickly moved away from the tall threat of Wolford Patterson's body. They called him Wolf as a nickname. She could see why. He was really predatory, and it was something of a bit of luck that he didn't like her. She paid for her acid reflux medicine, smiled at Bonnie, glared at Wolford Patterson, and started for the front door.
Fly at a safe speed now,
he cautioned in a good-natured tone. She whirled, her long black hair whipping.
If I really had flying monkeys, I'd have them drop you in the biggest manure lagoon in the whole state of Texas, and then I'd throw a match in it,
she flashed at him. Everybody started laughing, especially Wolford Patterson. Red-faced, Sarah almost ran out of the building.
I will have him shot,
she muttered to herself as she stalked to her white Jaguar.
I will have him shot, and then I'll have them dismember him, and then...
Talking to yourself, tisk tisk,
she heard behind her. He was following her. She turned around.
You are the most obnoxious, unbearable, tedious, irritating, vicious man I have ever known in my life,
she raged at him. He shrugged.
I doubt that. You do inspire people to dislike you.
Her small fists were clenched at her sides, the paper pharmacy bag gripped in one of them. She was almost on fire with anger. She glanced beside her and saw Cash Greer, the Jacobsville, Texas police chief, just coming up on the sidewalk.
I want him arrested,
she yelled, pointing at Wolford.
Now what did I do? Wolford asked with a straight face. I was only asking you to drive safely, because I worry about your health.
He gave her an angelic smile. She was nearly shaking with anger. Cash tried to hide a grin.
Now, Ms. Brandon,
he began gently.
What exactly is a Ms.?
Wolf wondered aloud.
Is it like a Mr. Woman sort of thing?
She threw the bag of pills at him.
She assaulted me, Wolf exclaimed. Assault is a felony, right?
Oh, I'd love to assault you,
she muttered under her breath.
You really would, honey,
he drawled as he watched her come back up with the sack of pills.
I am a legend in my own time.
He even smiled. She drew back a little foot in a pretty shoe.
If you kick him, I really will have to enforce the law, Sarah,
Cash reminded her. She looked as exasperated as she felt.
Couldn't you just, well, wound him?
She asked plaintively.
A little.
Cash tried not to laugh and failed.
If I shoot him, I'd have to arrest myself. Think how that would look.
You should go home,
Wolf told her with mock concern.
I'll bet you haven't fed the flying monkeys all day.
She stamped her foot.
You pig!
Last week I was a snake. Is this a promotion?
He wondered aloud. She took a step toward him. Cash got in between them.
Sarah, go home. Right now, please,
he added. She blew a tendril of hair out of her face and turned back to the Jaguar.
I should have moved to hell. It would have been more peaceful.
The flying monkeys would have felt at home, too,
Wolf mused.
One day,
she said, raising a fist.
I'm always at home,
he pointed out with a grin.
Come on over. I'll find some boxing gloves.
Will they stop a bullet?
She asked hotly. She added a few choice words in Farsi. In fact, she added a lot of them.